This podcast is brought to you by the Communications Department at Dominican University of California. Thank you. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is America's Identity with Mr. Dylan. Today, we talk about what's happening now in America. As last episode, we touched on America's identity and how America started and its foundation. Now, we're moving on to the rafters of America. This week, we have bombed Iran, as we've bombed Iran many times before, on behalf of Israel. A lot of people don't want to say it, but the United States has a conflict of interest in the Middle East. Most of our politicians are paid for by AIPAC. They pay every single politician on the left and the right. They have compromised the integrity of our nation. Ultimately, it has caused hundreds of lives to be lost, especially hundreds of American lives. You can count thousands of lives from other Israeli and American conflicts, but that's not what we're focusing on today. What we're focusing on today is how do we stop doing the bidding for a foreign country that has no similar morality or ideals that America has. Well, one, we need to get rid of AIPAC. We need to cut off AIPAC from every single politician. AIPAC also needs to register as a foreign lobby. We've been saying this for 50 years. The last president to stand up to AIPAC was Kennedy. And we all saw what happened to him. So, most importantly, as Americans, we have to stand up and fight for American ideals. Take your own side. It's that simple. If you don't agree with what I say, you don't have to. Just take your own side in it. In the Israeli-American world that we're living in, you can't burn an Israeli flag in Texas, but you can burn an American flag. I do not support burning American flags, but if you can't burn a flag of a foreign country in your own country because they pay every single politician millions of dollars, then I don't know what to call that, but forced occupation. We are living in an Israeli-occupied country through their money, through their degeneracy of morals that they done to our politicians. Our politicians have gone along with it. Also, equating Israeli and Jewishness is not the same. Not every Jew supports Israel. So when I speak out against the Israelis, let it be clear that I am not speaking out against people of Jewish nature. I'm not targeting them because they're Jewish. I'm targeting them because they're Israeli. Two different things. Moving on, I truly believe in the Federalist Papers, especially the Second Federalist Paper, saying that America is built on the same stock of people, the same religion, and the same identity and cultural values. And the Israelis show none of that. Their intelligence agencies, Mossad, have done some of the most despicable and immoral things on the planet. Jeffrey Epstein, which, as we all know, is one of the most despicable beings on the planet, was an Israeli Mossad agent. He's also an Israeli handler. Now, people will say it's the Russians, which is ludicrous, but ultimately, we see that the Israelis will do whatever they deem is acceptable to get their end goal. That's something America no longer does. And because we no longer do that, we hold ourselves accountable. They have opened the playing field for war crimes and endless killing. It's gotten so bad in countries that are being attacked by Israel that Catholic and Orthodox churches and Protestant churches have banded together in opposition. Now, you may be asking yourself, what is causing all this and why does it affect me? Well, I'll tell you one. What's causing this is a lack of backbone from our American politicians saying no and pitting America first. And second, how do we fix this? And how does this affect us? Well, if it doesn't affect you, then you're lucky. You probably got some money somewhere. You're probably living in a nice area. Or you're probably living in the woods, listening to this on your hand radio. And I say, good on you. It'd be great. I would love to be you in this situation. But the rest of us have to go through the daily world, live in highly populated areas. We see it every day. We see that politicians who are influenced by Israeli politics, who vote very liberal and cause the degeneracy of our cities and our daily life, those people need to be held accountable. Even on the conservative end, the only thing that the left and right seem to agree on is Israel. Now, how can we, as Americans, stand up to our politicians? One, don't vote. The only thing you're guaranteed as an American is your vote. You should lose that by being dumb and committing a federal crime or violent crime, for that matter. We must not vote. If you can find a candidate that honestly is America first and has the ideals that you're looking for, vote for them. I'm not going to tell you how to vote. But what I'm going to say is don't pick the lesser of two evils. If the GOP's main ticket is somebody who hits all your boxes, checks all your boxes, vote for that person. I wouldn't say vote for the Democrats just because I don't like them. And also they haven't put a good candidate forward since the 50s. But ultimately, every single candidate that we have in the last 20 years has bombed Iran, sided with Israel, tried to cover it up, and then just gone out of office. Now, it sounds like I'm rambling on, but I'm not. What I am saying is it is so prevalent in today's society that every single institution in America has somehow been infiltrated by Israeli culture or somebody who is on Israel's dime. What I mean by that is if you look at a lot of institutions that Jeffrey Epstein donated to, they were linked to Israeli agents or an Israeli shell company or something that benefited Israel's. So, for example, Jeffrey Epstein donated millions of dollars to trans kids research. Now, if whatever you want to think about that, you have the right to think about that. What I think about it is this. As a Christian, I don't support it. But what I do understand is that the more we attack the identity of our children, whether it's them being white, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, or it's them being a boy or girl, and making them unsure of every single aspect of their life, you're going to cause dysfunction in society. And when that does happen, it is a prime time to what? Run a psyop on the American people, have their president be compromised through pedophilia, have every other politician compromised through pedophilia or bribery, and then cause us to go in another war to take out the dying 86-year-old cancer-ridden leader of Iran and kill his entire family in a drone strike. For what? Now, am I glad that there's some freedom now for the Iranian people? Yes, I do. Love that. I love freedom. But what I don't love is now there's going to be another regime coming in, probably 10 times worse, killing more people. And we're right back where we started. The solution to the Iranian problem for the Americans, there's two. One, we'd pull out. We don't touch it. Sadly, people are going to die. But that's what's going to happen. Or two, we go fully in. We sink billions, maybe almost $1 trillion in Iran. Iran has 90 million people, also has a lot of oil. Now, United States oil companies do not want to be in Venezuela or Iran because it's not safe. I get that. We have to stay safe in the country or safe in where the oil rigs are going to be so that we can make money. Now, for United States to successfully pull off the Iranian conflict, I would say these things can happen. And now, I'm no expert. I have no military background. I do have family, though, who are in the military, who are connected to this somehow. I would say we either make Iran a colony in the United States, or we put a pro-American leader in Iran and forcibly make sure there's no overthrowing of that leader. Now, I believe the Iranian people are more liberal than ever. I would love an American type of leader in their country. Now, there's going to be Iranians that disagree with me because they've been living under dictatorship of an Islamist extremist for years or decades, but this is just my two cents. I believe to recoup our losses through oil money, we have to establish Iran basically as an oil colony. We must put it under a colony title, like Puerto Rico, or sorry, territory. We must put Iran under a territory title. We should not give them the right to vote because they're not Americans. But there will be a temporary territory, United States, so that we can stabilize the region, make sure our economics are in the region, make sure that we have the oil in the region, that we control every single profitable item in that country, and stabilize it to always be pro-American, and then leave while being in a net positive to recoup our money. Is this going to get Americans killed? Yes. Is staying in Iran, not doing this, going to get Americans killed? Yes. The fact that we've decided to do this and we've had 3 planes shot down by friendly fire, yes, people are going to die. It's a sad truth. It's a sad truth that we're over there in the first place. But what would you rather do? Have people die for nothing, or have people die and then break even on an operation that makes 95% of the people happy? And then also, the American people are tired of having military operations happen every other month, every other year, every other 20 years in the Middle East for no reason. Same thing with Vietnam. Vietnam is considered to be a war. We had a draft, but on paper, it's a military operation, just how like Russia's in Ukraine. Simple as that. American people are tired of getting jerked around by their chain by non-American politicians. Any American will pick up a rifle and fight and die for the country. That's just how we are made in this great country. But what we won't do is fight a pointless war for a pointless general for no reason. Right? So, World War II, we had the ideals of democracy. We were going to fight fascism and imperialism and communism, whatever. Right? But we had a very clear enemy. Whether that enemy was good or bad, it's up for debate. But now our enemy is very ambiguous. Now it's just terror. Now it's just the guy running around with an AK-47 in the desert. Like, that's our enemy, supposedly. Right? We don't have a clear enemy. So we don't have a clear victory. Ultimately, America needs to stop being a reactionary country. We need to self-isolate more and focus on the economics of our amazing country, to strengthen the dollar in this country, to make sure that we are still the world currency in the next 20 years. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day. God bless.